New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School, live in effect. That dude, he's like Marcus Freeman right there. Listen, man.
Extra medium.
I hope the brother ain't listening listen, you can listen to 937 Ticket and always tune in and pick our show, Old School, on the app. Yeah. I hope he's not listening, but he's too far along. He can't get in there anyways. My man had the tightest pair of Adidas pants on in history, but he was fly.
He was struggling, man. He's gonna start fire.
He's all right though. He'll be all right. He had shades on, so nobody know who he is.
You could hear the material scrape.
Yeah.
Through the window.
That young brother there is That might be a good omen for Notre Dame.
Or a bad omen for Notre Dame, one of the two.
Tight pants Thursday.
I will tell you though, it's a copycat league. Here's what I'm gonna get a little serious right here, just for real quick before we get into. Yeah, I know, right? Before we get into we're gonna do our pick'ems. We'll do the rest of this segment on to the next segment. Then obviously we'll be onto the boat. But here's also it's a copycat league, and this is why I'm big on responsibility of athletes, both professionally and obviously, I'll call NFL and those leagues entertainment and college professional. There's two things I'm gonna say. You are no longer a amateur if you're getting paid. All right. And I don't care if it's NIL, indirectly or directly. So that doesn't mean that you are mature as a 30-year-old adult, but there are certain responsibilities, right? You know right from wrong. They are teaching you, or you know how to cash a check and you know how to put your foot on the gas and keys in the ignition. Now, I need to scratch that because of your boy Diddy, the diddler. But you know what I mean. You have tons of responsibility. It's even a bigger responsibility not to replicate behavior that you know is wrong. Right? And I'm going to get into the touchdown celebrations, and I'm all for it. I like it. I was just talking to Mike Schaefer about CJ Ham. I said him and Gronk have the best thunder spikes out there. Gronk is the best, CJ Ham. But I like LSU and their receiving corps is probably the best celebrating group in some time. And they all do in college and stuff like that. But for whatever reason, they start to do like this, like they're shooting off guns and stuff like that. Right. And I'm not trying to tell people what to do with their amendments and all that. But the professional athletes or the college athletes have to be aware because now you're starting to see it in high school games. So you have, all I'm saying is respect your responsibility. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I don't do politics. I don't really care. All I'm saying is people are always watching you and people will always replicate you when you're doing something. Because we saw it last week, or at least I did. I watched the LSU South Carolina game start to finish. And guys are making tackles and doing it. You know, the guy from Kentucky that lost to Georgia, he acted like he rolling up somebody and pulling something up off his, you know, like, look, this is not Grand Theft Auto out here. You roll up on the wrong person, your life is going to change forever. That's all I'm saying. And, again, it's not political. All I'm saying is more responsibility on the athletes and the adults. If you're a coach, you need to make sure you discipline these kids to make sure that they don't do it because ultimately they don't know what they're talking about.
We have to acknowledge that maturity and professionalism aren't always tied to each other.
And it changes. The bar changes.
Well, I mean, case in point. Tracy Austin, Andrea Yeager in tennis. Jennifer Capriati. That sometimes giving people professionalism as a tag and as a responsibility.
Yeah.
At an early age, before you're not fully formed as a human.
Yeah.
Has lingering and long-term issue on those young people. We talk about it with young actors, right? It's fully known. Yeah. Well-paid, extremely well-paid, high celebrity, but we also know that, you know what? You're not prepared for all the things that are thrown at you because of that responsibility.
Right, but there's adults that can help them, though.
Well, but remember, that's putting it on the adults. Why are you putting it on the adults? Because the adults should be prepared to set that up and to set boundary and rule. They don't always do that because there's no power balance. If the young person is generating money that provides some balance and benefit to the adult, the natural power balance doesn't exist. We went through this with Jennifer Capriati having to leave her parents and. There are several athletes, right?
Yeah, this is a different situation, though. I understand what you're saying. I'm talking about the influence that they have. We got Ellis here in Illinois. He says in high school we flag it. So that's really right. Essentially
the adults are in control.
That's all you need to do,
right?
And I used to hate the NFL where they'd be mad and they wouldn't let people celebrate.
No fun rule.
I mean, it was part of from Billy White, Seuss Johnson to everybody. It was part of
Elmo Wright.
It was all of the first, right? Even Mark Gastineau and the sack dances and stuff like that. And it was flags. Then they started to do it, and then they also let it be choreographed because remember they're doing
fun bunch
and all that. Yeah. And then recently they totally.
Do it as a team.
Right. Or if you're doing it in good taste. Now, here's where, where I have some problems, like with the NFL. I watch games all day and night and all through the night. You see guys make plays, a little simple tackle on third down, and they're shooting off guns. And then you find my man Derek Carr for doing the Michael Jackson thing, $15,000. But he wasn't flagged during the game.
Right.
Because it was real quick.
Yeah.
But then now we're watching the game. So I think it just needs to be a little bit more rational for what's going on here. I mean, you shouldn't have high school kids out here doing that.
Yeah, I mean, as a recent high school coach and who have had to take my rules across state lines into new programs, different situations, different cultures. My thing was never do anything in a game that we haven't practiced as a team.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly right now though.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm more like that too, but I've had to rein back some of my stuff.
Well, we have a meeting with parents before the season starts, and we give the rules of engagement from day one.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not going to talk to you about how this team behaves under my watch. I'm just simply not going to do that. Here's the rules. Now, if Lil Johnny decides that he needs to moonwalk because he made a play, hey, Johnny, come have a talk with me, bro. Tell me what day of practice did we all practice the moonwalk after a touchdown? We didn't, coach. Okay, so what are the rules of engagement? I need to go sit down, coach. I apologize. I did a thing. Otherwise, it's chaos. Unboundary, like you have to, they're rules to a game. There's rules to playing the game. There's rules for how you prepare, when you can prepare, when you can practice, how long you can practice, where you can practice, who can run the practice. Like there's rules in play. And people refuse to be grown-ups about it.
I mean, I think there's a happy medium. I mean,
And I was a member of the club.
I ran a pretty tight ship early with basketball, but I understand that, when they make good play, I want them to have emotion. I want them to be happy, or, I want that in my players. I want it because I think it's a part of a game.
What did Coach Osborne tell you, Jay, for him? You get to the end zone.
Yeah, but that's because they would flag you. Right now, Coach Osborne, he couldn't do anything about it because I ain't getting no flag.
But would you have bucked him if there was no penalty, but simply because he asked you not to do it?
No, that's quite. I probably would have done. I probably at that point in my career, what was going on, I probably would have done it. Normally,
that there were consequences to it.
Yeah, I would have ran some gassers.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
gassers are worth the percolating in the end zone.
I would have still been dancing in the end zone.
But that's different.
Because it's college football is so different now. Because you had to be so buttoned up, and you're still having the after effect of when Miami had like 15 penalties in the first half and beat the brakes off of whoever it was down the Cotton Bowl. I think it was Texas because they were mad. You know, doing what you're doing in the end zone, everybody knows right from wrong. Here's what the thing is. If you shoot a three and you do like you got ice in your veins, okay, you're doing it and you're running back on the court. But if you're doing ice in your veins, turn around and then talking junk to the opponent, then you know right from wrong. A lot of these players do right from wrong. We got some texters in there. He said. Yeah, I don't know. You're probably a little bit off base here. 23, 25. Yes, in theory, kids are like 16 years old. Again, I'm just asking. Okay, you're just 16 years old. I mean, this is not about being off base or not. All I'm talking about, there's a responsibility of players when you are being highly compensated. They are players in college right now that are making more. The only person making more than them, potentially on some places, or is the head coach. So if you're at a school and say the head coach is making X amount and you're next, that, like it or love it or hate it, that's the responsibility that you have.
That is a systemic problem, that if that happens, what have you done? Like, what have we done?
It's just the market sets it. That's not the problem. My whole thing is if you are able and willing to accept a check, there is responsibilities. I don't care.
100%. 100%.
And so just with that being,
you know, that if you wanted to coach high school, that there are certifications that you have to go through, classes after class after class, to learn the rules of engagement, right, for taking care of the people under your charge. It's not, they never ask you whether you know football. They ask you some other behavioral things and some certification things that set boundaries for health, wellness, et cetera. That's what they want to know. They don't know if you can draw up a zone read or not. They don't care. Are you a decent human being enough to lead our young people?
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily matter. It's not saying that you're a bad human being. It's also just be aware of your surroundings.
Well, but don't we know that they're bad coaches?
But this isn't about a bad coach or a bad person. This is about.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
actually a teachable moment. Number one, everybody's going to make mistakes. Okay. Everybody's going to make mistakes. I've gotten two personal fouls in a game and had a big effect in a negative way for my team. So I'm not sitting up here saying I'm perfect. All I'm saying is this is a teachable moment for players, colleagues, teammates, coaches, because if you take it, you're in the NIL business, right? You want to be your name, image, and likeness. Is that what you want to be selling to, I don't know, what's the big, Acres?
Right.
Or, you know, or whatever. Right. What's the, you know what I'm saying? That's how I would approach him. I wouldn't be approaching him like, okay, now you're banished from the team. You're a bad person. That's not the approach you need, because a lot of times they're not, when they're in the moment, when you're in the moment, nobody, you can't replicate that. You can't replicate you making a huge, sometimes life-changing play or career-changing play in practice. Yes, you can say what we don't do in practice. You know, then the coach would be like, well, I don't want to take time out to do celebrate. Everybody knows it. Everybody has to address it. It's part of the game, because the NFL was the no fun league for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And college has to address the targeting issue as well, which is something totally different as well, because that's taken away from the game. Mm-hmm. It's intent and intentions. If I didn't have the intent to hit Austin, that say, you know, say somebody's like 6'6". There's a 5'10 receiver. There is no strike zone. You know, so all these things need to be addressed as the year goes along.
Then you get into, and again, the disciplines fall in line. Mistakes happen. You throw a flag, you take the penalty, but you can't be intentional in your penalty and your mistake. In UFC, the rule of engagement is you, as a professional, control your weapons. So if you kick somebody in the wrong place, hey, man, you can't say in the moment, I lost control of my weapons. I'm a professional. I am a trained, superbly trained. Each thing is a weapon. So I have to control my weapons. The moment you throw that term professional, that means you're a certified professional. There are boundaries and standards set for it. And here's the thing. The officials, their job is not to coach. It is to enforce the rules and standards set, and that we know that officials have to often coach a player because the coach isn't coaching. You allowed a thing. You sent your players out there to hurt people, or you sent them out there to be disrespectful. Listen, the officials will tell you, tell 38, I don't need to hear him anymore. He can't say that to his opponent. He can't, that gesture, that thumb across the throat, not acceptable behavior. For the league, forget about the team, for the league, for the community, whatever it is. So we learn the rules, and then we learn, look, I told the story. I like wearing white Pumas in 1980, 1979. Coach told me, you wear them white Pumas, the stadium is yours after the game. And I used to laugh that, okay, well, you're going to give me the ball 25 times. If I can't make it to the stadium five times afterwards, okay, fine. First time it happens, you run the stadium five times. You do it again. I know now that the five is going to be 10. Why? Because either I didn't learn the lesson or it wasn't valuable enough. Right? When you get to 10, hey, Jay, them black Pumas came out the box, bro. Yeah. The black Pumas came out the box. Because I'm not doing 15 stadiums Friday night in D.C. It's not, no, bro. I need to go home. I need to go eat. I got some people to go see.
Yeah.
You learn, man. Them black cleats. Look, man, you can show them like there's two games with white Pumas every year. Everything else, if you saw me in games 3 through 11, there was some black Pumas on, bro. I learned.
Yeah, it'll just be interesting. I mean, it just seems that obviously with social media, it's taken off and got a lot of attention. It made national news and stuff like that.
Did you see the slot machine he's talking about, the Texas talking about?
That, yeah, that's totally different. The slot machine isn't, I mean, if you have your head in the sand, it's probably high school kid. It doesn't matter what you can have the, I think Texas A&M used to have the cane, you have the turnover chain and all that stuff. I mean, that's it all in fun and in the game. This is more or less, you know, obviously what's going on with the, you know, society today. Probably needs to probably set a better example, but better yet, put more money in your pocket. Cause I know if your resume is no longer paper a lot of times, meaning when you'd walk into a place, this is my resume. Generally, you get a job. And we're resume is Google.
We're learning that fame versus celebrity versus resume aren't always interchangeable. There are some very popular people who aren't exhibiting the best behavior because it's been okayed and cosigned. And that's fine. Like, again, not judging jury. We all make mistakes. Again, I was a hard hit. I had, you know, hey, man, don't wear cornrows with your baseball uniform. Bro, have you had to manage this afro? I need to. There's a way you have to deal with it. Austin, you know what we need to do? We need to go and hear Jay during his first game. I need to hear what Jay Foreman, because I.
Oh, coach?
Yeah.
I talk to them like adults.
Right. Like, yeah.
So they're professionals.
No, I mean, I'm going to talk to them and like as a peer or whatever. Now, and it's different now where, well, at least majority of the kids, you feel like it's more, at least I felt like I've more from, and this is because I've never had totally elite kids. So you have to,
yep.
You have to be very, you got to hit every line. You got to set, you got to be very, you can't compromise because you're trying to make up for like lost time and development. But now they're older. It's more of a mental challenge. Trying to get to see the bigger picture. Look, dude, I always talk to them about the walk-by test. If somebody walks by that nobody knows you, that's what you want to, there's three things you want them to say, and you want them to be, I always say, like, they play hard, play together, you know, and all that stuff. That's what you want. Then I was like, you just never know who's watching and all that stuff. So, and then it's like, if you really want to be good, well, then let's look at your phone. And let's see how much you're doing when you're not with the trainer, or in that it's more like mental. Then it's kind of like, okay, knowing what makes them tick. And that changes though, because now you just ain't coaching the kids. You're coaching a lot of parents, because a lot of parents got different. They're the coaches when they get in the car.
That's the parent thing I was going to ask, because you are the product of Coach Tom Osborne. You're the product of Chuck Foreman. You're the product of Bud Grant. You're the product of whoever was coaching at Miami, right? You're the product. You're the result of all those things.
Yeah.
And you as a person, as a player, heard your father's voice in your head so many times when you were at a crossroads between doing one thing and another thing.
Right.
Right. And he's the byproduct of Bud Grant and all of the coaches. Disciplines that he put in play.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you ain't Cole.
you ain't cold.
This Metropolitan State.
I mean, you are a byproduct. I mean, Walt West was a coach that when I first moved to Minneapolis, and I got called my boy Jamal. He's gonna come to a game, hopefully Rutgers game. I got to work on getting him some tickets. Also, people want to start selling out, man. It's like, when I first moved, you know, to Minnesota, Walt West, you know, who was from New York, Brooklyn. He took me, Jamal, Quincy, and Leroy down. We were living out, you know, in the suburbs, I guess, Eden Prairie. He took us down to North Minneapolis. He gave us each $5, right? So, but $5 went a long way then. And he's like, I'll be back in about 8 hours. And we were playing on the blacktop, middle of the summer. He's like, you guys need to learn how to play on the blacktop. He's like, you guys need to learn how to, you know, come back with some scrapes and bruises. And that was the best thing that ever happened to us. Because it taught us how to, one, fend for ourselves and fend for each other. Those two things. And then, two, we felt like we had a different level of toughness based on, but then we started going down on our own. It was kind of like get our certification. You know, my dad said, you guys going down there getting brotherized. So, I mean, coaches are, you know, whether it's teammates, we talk about mentors in the pros. I was just talking about with Brett Wetton today that I was in, or actually, hey, I gotta give a shout out. Okay. My man Tim Brando's in town. Hey, Tim Brando, if you listening,
he owns Friday nights.
Hey, it don't matter. He seasons his meat. My man can get down like Charlie Brown when it dances. He's got the energy. I love some Tim Brando. Tim Brando, Gus Johnson, and I'm in. I'm telling you, and Tim Brando is in the building. And we were talking about my time in Buffalo, and I said, and he asked me about it. I said, it was the best thing to happen to me, man. I mean, I would have rather been drafted a couple rounds before. You know, you guys took Bobby Collins. You know, no, I'm just playing. Anyways, I wish I was.
He's stupid.
He took Bobby Boucher. You know what I'm saying? But
the water boy.
But here's the best thing about it. I was in Buffalo. It was kind of like Lincoln. And we had a great locker room. And I got stuck in between. There's always two lockers. There was a locker in between Thurman and Bruce. So there was Thurman's locker, his second locker, my small locker. I had like executive locker, you know, like when you go in and you have like executive workout DP where you just only get like, you know, a pair of shorts and that. I had a very small locker, Bruce Smith's second locker. And then Bruce, I had great veterans in my, those were like not my direct mentors or, you know, indirect mentors, probably helped me like find my way in the league. So you just always need mentors, and that's what you should do as a very prominent athlete out there. You should probably, you know, always look at it. So, because these kids out here are watching, man. So
teammates.org.
Yeah, teammates.org. But, you know, that's just my little Foreman freestyle for today. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to do pick 'em. We got some good games because, listen, Utah, the Fighting DPs, got a match to this weekend. USC, I'm telling you right now, okay? I will be doing a little bit of a betting show. USC big. You hear it here first. USC big. Do you understand me? Big. Book it. Then and then you got Utah.
Let's go to break.
Utah at Oklahoma State. I want you to think about this, DP. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be the better game? Utah at Oklahoma State. Or Tennessee at Oklahoma?
The one that's on the ticket.
Well, that's the easy answer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin.
Watch old. New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.